Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
747, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Amy McCarron, council member elect for District A. Good morning, Ms. McCarron. How are you? And congratulations on your victory.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
And a fellow UNO alum, tell me, when you were going to Ursuline, did you ever think that you would become a city council member or not? What did you want to be when you were a kid?
No, when I was a kid, I thought I was going to be in musical theater. I went to NOCA for that. Mm-hmm. No, I had no idea. And then I worked in restaurants for a really long time before getting into financial advising. So, yeah, it's been a long journey, but this is, you know, I feel most at home in public service. So I'm really, really excited to serve the residents.
Having had a kid that went to Ursuline and was in theater, what was your leading role? Do you remember some of the roles you played?
Yes, my leading role was actually, it wasn't at Ursuline, but it was at St. Luke's Methodist Church in Lakeview. I was Peter Pan my senior year, so that was my starring role.
Been to the shows there, done that, I guarantee you. Let's talk about a budget geek, a self-proclaimed budget geek. How'd you become a budget geek, and how important is that as you look forward to assuming the duties of council member for District A?
So I have over a decade of financial experience. I was a financial advisor before I started working with Joe, which is why he approached me about coming to help him run the budget committee. So it's really important, obviously, going forward, because we are in a budget mess. I've already started getting briefings on what's going on and what's happening for this year's budget and what's happening for next year's budget. And it's vitally important that we have somebody that has that financial background to go on the council and help out and see how we can move through this mess over the next few years.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge as you get ready to assume the role? I hate to say role because it's not an act, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, the biggest challenge is that we are going to have to make some very tough decisions on how we move forward with funding different departments. You know, we've got to get our revenue generating departments. We've got to get them up and running. Like safety and permits is not working right now. And that is an opportunity for us to collect revenue better. So we've got to make sure that they're funded. We've got to make sure that we are not losing basic services for residents, that we're getting their streetlights fixed still. We're getting the street work done. I mean, we've got a lot of tough choices. But I think, you know, with a united council and administration, I feel very good about going forward that we are going to be able to do that without having to put stress on the residents.
Joe's a friend. Did he ever warn you about what you're about to get into or not?
Of course. Yeah, he did. He did. You know, he was a mentor and a friend, and he's like, you know, this is crazy. We had a conversation yesterday, and, you know, we were just talking through the budget stuff, and he's like, this is going to be tough, but he knows that I'm up for the challenge. You know, he and I were both past presidents of the Young Leadership Council, and I think that's kind of where that mentorship and friendship came from. And he's, you know, he knows I'm the right person for it, so...
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Amy McCarron, council member elect for District A. It seems like a no-nonsense council member, and that's what we need right now. 10 till 8, traffic, WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Amy McCarron, council member elect for District A. I'm asking people, Amy, where the most persistent or permanent pothole is, or problematic pothole is in the city. Do you have any nominees?
We have a lot of nominees in District A. I know Uptown, we've got a couple sinkholes. I know Lakeview has been struggling Holly Grove has some bad ones. I mean, it is all over the place, really, Tommy.
I think we should have gone by neighborhood instead of by potholes, now that I think about it. So you've been involved with Joe for his tenure. You know where the skeletons are buried. What is, when it comes to the cutbacks that are needed, what is it likely to look like for your fellow citizens of New Orleans next year in 2026?
Well, look, I know that Joe and Mayor-elect Moreno have been working hard with the current administration on figuring out how that looks. I mean, we are trying
Hang on. You've been working on that as well. Now, come on.
I have been working on it as well. Yes. I've been working on it as well. I had a long conversation yesterday. Look, we are trying to avoid cutting basic services, but we also have to look at, and this is something I talked about on the campaign trail a lot, there are certain things where we are, like, for example, our electricians. We just have two electricians that work for City Hall, so we're spending a lot of money on outside contracts for that kind of thing, and those are some creative ways that we can use the budget by lowering those costs to the city by having in-house workforce to do those things. And then it makes residents, it gets things done faster, and we're using the budget more wisely. So there's going to be some things, there's going to be cuts, of course, in departments, but there are also some creative ways that I think we really need to look at in every department on how we are looking at outside contracts versus inside employees.
If after 4 years you decide to run again, what will you be saying? What will you hope you'll be able to say is your biggest accomplishment?
Well, what I hope is that we've gotten out of this budget deficit, and that we are really working towards getting our streets fixed and providing the basic services for residents, and we're keeping people here.
My advice to you would be to spend as much time with your husband as you can and your kids as you can before you're sworn in.
Yes, agreed. I'm working hard to do that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you, I know, I'm sure, throughout your tenure. Amy
yes,
McCarron,
of course.
You bet. Council member-elect for District A. We'll take a break. We come back, got a big hour for you. We're talking to Ronald Surpass, take a deep dive into crime, talk about borders, patrol, and customs. And they're coming into the New Orleans area. We'll talk with Justin Kennedy from Parkway. Today's Wednesday. And then we'll talk to Dane Cialino about AI and the law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.